So how do the veterans form a community? Do they become like close, do they form close friendships through this, or is this just kind of a group where they meet here and...
Yeah, I mean, I'll backtrack just a little bit to say that, you know, one of the really difficult things for veterans, whether they had a great experience in the military or a horrible experience in the military, the number one thing that they all miss when they come out is this very, very bonded, strong sense of camaraderie and community that they feel that they have when they're in the military. And when they come out, that's almost instantly gone. They're no longer a part of this unit. They're back in civilian culture that's very different than military culture. Maybe they've got trauma on top of that as well, which makes things really hard to navigate. So one of the things that we do is, you know, theater, as you know, if you're a part of theater, you already know this, that it's a very ensemble artistic endeavor. If one person were to drop out at the last minute, it's going to affect everybody and it's going to make problems for the whole thing. And so there's a kind of safety in the, what we say is we have the feeling of the kind of danger that they go through in the military without the loss of life or limb. You know, it feels really scary. It feels really dangerous to them to get up and to do theater, but they've got all these other people that are having their back and that. And yes, the many, many, many of the folks that are with us from year to year develop very deep and strong friendships, and it certainly gives them a place to come where they feel like people really care for them, understand them, and are there for them. You know, they help each other out. Like I said, now, but when I put out the email and say, hey, we've got this person who's doing this project, we'll get plenty of people in there, because as soon as there's a sense of service, they're really there, and that is a big piece of what is important for them. You know, we're really big on promoting any of the kind of arts programming that goes on, but we're sort of biased about what we do because of that exact thing, that we do feel like it is a very community-centric kind of thing that we do that makes it a little bit more powerful for them than sitting in a room with a, you know, with paints and a canvas, or sitting in a room with a guitar and playing. So there's wonderful things about that, but when you have to be counting on the other people in the room and they count on you, that adds a really new powerful dimension to the relationship and the community feel of it.
I spilled about it, and it was just so exciting that I just knew that was something I wanted to do. I didn't have no idea of acting or thinking, but I knew it was something else that I wanted to do. And they offered something that rang the bell in my head and touched my heart in such a way that I have not let go of it since. Yes, about a year ago. So.
Oh, that's really nice. Okay, so then you, Krissa, how did you end up finding out about the group?
So mine is many years ago, about five, maybe six years ago. I was at the point where I wasn't even getting out of bed. I have five kids, and if they wanted to spend time with me, they'd eat dinner in bed with me. And it was right after New Year's Eve, and I was desperate for anything. And usually at the VA, there's a women's resource center where only women are allowed in the building. And usually I'll pick up a flyer for anything, and then I'll put it in my purse, and then I never get back to anybody. And so I picked up a flyer for Feast of Crispian, and it said free food on there. So I was already in. So it said free food. But right away, I emailed the point of contact, which ended up being Nancy. And instead of just throwing it in my purse, because if it would have been in my purse, I would have never done it. And right away, she contacted me and invited me to a weekend intensive.
So when you came for the first time, was it kind of hard to do the exercises, or like the exercises that helped kind of like integrate you to the group? Did it make you feel comfortable immediately, or did it take some time to get used to it?
For me, when I walked in, it was all men. And I was like, oh God, please let there. And then finally, right before it started, another female veteran walked in, and then I'm like, okay, I'm not the only one. So that, once that happened, I was really calm. And they lot of activities to get you up out of your feet and to be doing stuff with other veterans. So right away, you start to feel pretty comfortable. Some of the exercises where you have to look into people's eyes that made me a little nervous for the first time, but everything was for a purpose, and it really worked out really well.
So have you been able to build community through this group too? Like, have you found like other friends? Like, do you guys hang outside of the theater, or is it just kind of more in the theater?
Yeah, we are all friends. There's one guy in my group, Bill, and he messages me every single week to check up on me, and I try to do the same for him. And Charlie and I, we might not see each other all the time, but when we do see each other, it's like no time has passed. We're so close, and it just feels like that's my family. My husband, Nancy, like a long time ago, asked if my husband wanted to come to a weekend, and I'm like, ooh, but those are my people. Like, I tell them everything. And but so yeah, that's really my family, where everything is okay to talk about. And I spent so long not being able to talk about everything that happened in my military career. I was raped by my recruiter, and I had a daughter that passed away, and I couldn't tell anybody. And the first people I told since the military was Fisa Crispian. And afterwards, I'm like, oh God, I gotta go home and tell my husband now. So that's how close this family is to me.
How about you, Charlie?
How about me? I this is my family. I find so much help. I find so much support that I thought was not there. Nancy was a godsend. She helped straighten me up, line me up, and put me on a straight road. I also, with Carissa was a no-nonsense, good-heart person that you just felt her sincerity as she walked through the door. And for that, I fell in love with that spirit. And I have been going every chance that I can get to fellowship and be around them. I talk about it all the time. They call me at the VA the Feast of Crispian guy. I'm always trying to promote, and you know, I'm on the patient advocate, and that's, I push so hard to get them to do more with that, and I believe they will. It's a cutting edge new philosophy for PTSD victims, and it has helped me tremendously to be more sociable, be more at ease at home with my family. I found a niche in this that keeps on going for me. I love it. And I really am bought in. I have bought into it because it had helped me so much in my progression with PTSD. It had helped me to be a person that I didn't really know this guy that I'm knowing now. So that helped me to bridge that gap. So, and I try hard to get other guys to see what I see, because I've been there where they are, and where I'm going is such a wonderful adventure for me. I'll be trying to just give it to everybody, but everybody ain't quite ready to get it. I just can't let them in. No. Wait, no.
Throw in too that both Carissa and Charlie have been in our full productions as well, Maddie. They've both done the weekends, but they've also both done, Carissa's done every show we've ever done, and Charlie was in the last one that we did.
Oh, what was the last show you guys did?
Come Safe. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it was And Come Safe Home, a new version of it. And so it's our own personal stories intertwined with Shakespeare scenes. And Charlie got to tell his story. I got to tell my story. And that's really powerful, to be able to stand in front of an audience and be able to say, you know, these are my wounds, this is what I've gone through, and to have them witness that. There's something about the witnessing of it that's really profound.